Starter Pack on Sokolatuma Radio. Welcome to My Starter Pack. In this show, we ask players for a walk down memory lane. Do they remember their first live match? How about their first professional coach? And what about their very first career goal? This week, we have a Cape Town City star who's a Telkom Knockout and MTN 8 champion and one of the country's most talented midfielders. It's Thabo Nodada. I'm your host, Slew Paho, and this is Sokolatuma Radio.
Sokolatuma Radio.
My first professional paycheck.
I was a DJ when I signed, so it was divided. It was 5,000, and then there was an extra 2,000 that went towards my university fees. So altogether, it was 7,000 a month, but the 2,000 went straight to my school fees.
My first agent.
Ken Binken.
My first professional coach.
My first coach was Mushin. He's the one that promoted me. I was scared of him, I'll be honest. Because he'd be on my back, hey, be on my back, but funny enough, end of the week I'm starting. I never used to understand it.
My first big brother figure.
Bongo Letu Jaya. I was in MDC before I got into the first team, and Bongo would come down and play with us at times. And from there, a relationship just brewed. He liked my passion. He liked the way I worked. He liked the way I played. He liked my hard work. And when I got into the first team, he was the first person who'd be on my back about a certain thing, encouraging me, motivating. Yeah, he was a big brother to me in the first team. I mean, he was one of many. He was one of many.
My first goal!
From Mpumalanga Black Aces. We're playing Maze Cup Challenge in the Northwest where Platinum Stars is based. And I was on the bench. I remember we were playing Bloem Celtic. I was on the bench. This is my very first ever in an official kit. I just got promoted into the first team, and I came on. And it was a free kick. So James Bell put the ball down, whips it in, and out of nowhere I'm running first post. I don't know whether I hit the ball or the ball hit me, but what I remember was the ball went into the net.
My first make mama proud moment.
In that very first season, we went to go play in Maritzburg against Maritzburg United. And I am from KZN, and Maritzburg is not very far from home. So I had all my family there, my old friends. And in that game, I scored, I assisted, and I got man of the match. Yeah, I was the talk. I was the talk for quite some time.
My first live football experience.
My uncle used to stay at Sprague View in Johannesburg. So I'd been speaking to him. Through my mom. We would say, hey, I'd like to come see a derby. Like, I'm tired of watching it on TV. If there's an opportunity for me to go. I was 11 years old at the time. So the one derby was going to be a Saturday. I remember me and my mom took a bus to Joburg on the Friday night. We got to Joburg Saturday morning. My uncle picked us up. We went to his house at around 12 or half past 11. We took a train. It was an experience, man. We took a train. I was with the fans. I was screaming. I was so excited. And we sat, if you'd call it in basketball terms, we were courtside. That was the closest I have ever been to a football match. The first time I've ever been to a stadium, and it was a derby. I think a lot of what I am today comes from that experience.
My first jersey number.
The current one I'm wearing now was the one I started off with, and I've never changed, and I don't see myself changing. 26. When I got into Black Aces, there was only two options. It was 24 or 26. Yeah, and I don't remember what happened, but someone took 24 just before I could. I was going to take 24 because I thought 26, like, who will remember 26? Who even wears 26? And then someone took it, like, just before I could. So I'm like, nah, fine, give me 26. And then I grew in it. First season, I was like, nah, I think I've done enough. I think I can go for, like, a lower number. I think I deserve a lower number. And then the team got sold. And when it got sold, I was like, nah, let me keep my identity. You know, there's people who will realize me for the 26 that I put on the back. You know, there's people who say I want to be, like, the number 26 or Black Aces at the time. So I was like, no, getting into Cape Town City, let me just keep my 26. And people are wearing jersey number 26 now, you know.
My first favorite teams.
My first favorite team is Kaizer Chiefs. Family vibe is Orlando Pirates. Out of I'd say a family that was together of eight under or born under my grandmother, descendants of my grandmother. There were two chief supporters, which is me and my uncle that stayed in Joburg, and the rest of the house is Pirates. I don't know how I got into Chiefs. I don't know. I don't remember exactly how I got into Chiefs, but my uncle had a big role in it. I'm an Arsenal fan, although they've shut my mouth on so many occasions. I still stay true to Arsenal. I've just accepted that my banter is short-lived, my joy is short-lived, but I just love the club.
My first favorite players.
Donna, eh?
Donna Teko.
Yeah, his charisma, how he conducts himself on the field, and also his life attitude, you know?
Mm. And then internationally, who is your favorite player?
Just the injuries, man, but Jack Wilshere. Jack Wilshere for me... Jack Wilshere for me was one of the best midfielders I've ever laid my eyes on. How he'd link defense to attack, how he'd run with the ball, how calm he was, how he'd finish, and his attitude. You know, he was passionate. He never gave up. I still rank him amongst best midfielders I've ever seen.
My first championship.
Telkom knockout with Cape Town City. I think it was 2016. It's crazy because when we were told the team was sold and we were moving to Cape Town, I'd never imagined that. Never. There was no chance a new team was winning a trophy. And how things just transpired, how things fell for us. And I didn't play the final. So I played the first match. I played the second one as well, the third one. In fact, the first match I scored. Until Celtics at home, and Eric gave me the nod. I came in, I scored, I started. The second one, I came off the bench. The third one, I came off the bench. And the final, so this, I guess this is an all-access interview. So the final, I was a problem child when I arrived in Cape Town. I was new to independence. I was new to handling myself. And the way we were winning and how the club, the culture around us was, everybody liked us, so it was not very difficult for me to get people to hang out with if I needed people to hang out with, and I got taken away. So come final, I am regarded as sure problem child, but the club still saw something in me. Eric saw something in me. I was in the team and we won it. I didn't think I was going to be in the team because week before I had caused some problems, behavior obviously, and it got to the club. And I had like a big meeting with the boss and the coach. And they're like, you need to change your ways. You need to change your ways. A young boy, you're killing this, you're killing that. So after that meeting, and it's final week, after that meeting, I'm like, there goes my first final.
Wow. Well, at least if you played in the tournament, then you get a winner's medal, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I featured in three of the four games.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So I think when you're looking back on the history books, that's all that matters. You're a Telkom knockout champion, and the rest is history.
It is, my man. It is.
That's all for this week's edition of My Starter Pack. Thank you to Thabo Nodada. Let us know who we should get on the show next. But from myself, your hosts Lou Paho, and my editor Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.